So again, putting down any thoughts about the past or the future, anything that's not happening right now, just listening to the sounds to ground us. Allowing our awareness to settle into the body. So it's always a good idea to start off meditation with some skillful intentions to set our goal. And as we've already heard, true happiness comes from within. It doesn't take anything from anyone else. So there's nothing selfish about wishing to find some inner peace of mind and calm and happiness. So start out with thoughts like, may I be truly peaceful. May I be free from stress and suffering and fear. May I feel safe. May I find true, lasting happiness. May all beings find peace of mind. May all beings be free of stress and suffering and fear. May all beings feel safe. All beings find lasting happiness. And just let that feeling of goodwill emanate out to all the people here, knowing that if everybody was truly peaceful, there would be no hatred, violence. That hatred and violence are outgrowths of suffering. So bring your awareness into the top of your head, and without visualizing your head, just feel the sensations of the forehead, what's behind the forehead. And we're going to scan down the body and just become acquainted with the sensations that are going on inside of you right now. We live so much of our lives externally focused. So now we have an opportunity. See what's going on inside. So feel yourself relaxing the brow, the forehead, allowing the eyes to settle in the sockets. If there's any tension or agitation, or if your eyes just feel really jumpy, just imagine breathing slowly in and out through the eye sockets, softening the eyes. allowing your jaw to hang comfortably. And if it feels good, you can slightly tuck the chin in a little, which stretches the back of the neck, and that often feels good. Feeling a slight smile, if it's not forced, come across your lips, letting you know that everything's okay right now. Bring your awareness down through the throat, making sure there's no knot at the base of your throat, and spreading it out to your shoulders, allowing your shoulders to hang as heavily as they can from the torso. No tendency to allow the shoulders to lift up towards the ears, which shows that there's stress. Just allow the shoulders to fall as heavily as they can. And the arms should be lifeless. And the hands should be completely comfortable. If it feels good, very slightly, while the shoulders are hanging from the torso, slightly pull them back to open up the chest. Allow the breath to come in and out. And feel a deep, slow breath entering and leaving the body. And any stress that's accumulated in the upper portion of the body just leaving with each out-breath. So lower your awareness into the belly, the abdomen, and just allow your belly to soften, which means to not keep it tucked in, to just allow it to expand as much as it can to be comfortable. Don't worry how you look, how it appears. Just find a very, very soft, comfortable ease for the belly, where we carry so much of our stress and our tension. So lowering your awareness into the sit bones and buttocks and just allow any tendency to clench, your buttocks to relax and allow yourself to settle into your cushion. Just allow your weight to ground you into the cushion. And then the awareness splits off into the left leg, down through the thigh and the knee and the shin and the foot and the sole of the foot, and just feel, if you can, the breath energy moving up and down through the leg, or just the sensations that are occurring. If your leg feels numb, you can breathe into the area that's numb, or try leaning a little back. Sometimes the legs become numb if we're leaning too far forward. Becoming aware of all the sensations in the leg. And moving to the right leg, and repeating the same process. Feeling what's there and using the breath to relax any tightness, numbness. So take one last look over the body, and if there's any area that's just uncomfortable, an area that just feels painful and that's all you can think about, think of a way that you can slowly and quietly reposition the body so that it's not so painful. And then bring your awareness into an area of the body that feels good. An area that you can observe the in-breath and the out-breath, the subtle movements of the inhalation and the exhalation. It can be anywhere, the shoulders, the chest, the stomach, the throat, the nose. You can watch the breath in any part of the body or the sensations of yourself breathing. When you find an area to observe, just ask the body what kind of breathing would feel really good right now. What kind of breathing would relax my mind if I'm worried? What kind of breathing would refresh me if I'm tired and worn out? What kind of breathing would bring me clarity if I'm confused? Or bring me relief if I've been angry over one thing? Just ask the body what kind of breathing would help right now. And let your body answer the question. If you're agitated, try to make the breaths as long and slow and even as possible. whenever you notice your mind slipping away from the breath, don't be frustrated. That's the nature of the mind. Just bring the awareness back with a sense of gratitude that you caught the mind wandering, a sense of accomplishment. Keep bringing the mind back patiently. And if you like, watch a larger area of the body breathing or change the pace of the breath. Or work on an area of the body that you've noticed you've been holding stress, an area that gets tight and tense when you're worried. Breathe into that area. Once you have your body comfortable and your mind feels calmer, we can spend the final minutes of the meditation while keeping our focus on the body and our awareness settled in the body, just allowing things to arise and pass, sounds, body sensations. If thoughts arise, just notice them, but don't climb into them. Keep your awareness, the foreground of your awareness on the body. Just allowing things to arise and pass without lingering over anything. Keep coming back to relaxing the body and using the breath to keep the mind calm and peaceful. So very, very slowly begin to allow more of the sensations and sounds from the outside world to have a greater foreground in your mind and allow the breath to recede a little, not entirely, but just to balance out, becoming more aware of what's going on around you. And the trick to leaving a meditation is to do it as gradually as possible, so as to not throw away your tranquility. Very gradually begin to become more present to what's going on around you.